Joining us now to help assess Powell's trip is William Quant, a former member of the National Security Council who was involved in the Camp David Accords. Mr. Quant, first, welcome back. We just heard the Palestinians' view that Colin Powell's trip is characterized as a failure. The Israelis are calling it a success. What's your take on it?
Well, there's no evidence yet that it achieved very much. I think what you're hearing is not so much objective assessments of success or failure, but one side's pleasure, namely the Israelis, that they weren't pressured harder, and the Palestinians' frustration that nothing really has begun to change for the better for them.
Then assess the Secretary of State's style in this. We talked before he left for his 10-day trip, about protocol, about procedure. As much as you can tell, how would you assess his diplomatic style?
Well, I was disappointed because I thought that after all of the tragic developments in the region that the United States would go out with a more forceful statement of what it thought needed to happen. And the president had raised expectations in his own speech. And then almost as Secretary Powell gets underway, the White House almost seems to distance itself from his trip. And it's not quite fatal to a Secretary of State to have to undertake a mission without clear presidential support, but it certainly weakens him. And I think that happened at the end of last week when the White House seemed to say that the Secretary was kind of out there on his own, and that made his task more difficult. Now, in any case, I don't think that the Secretary was in a position, either just intellectually on his own or with the President's backing, to lay out a clear roadmap. In some sense, this was a reconnaissance mission for him. I think the real test comes now as he goes back to Washington in terms of what he will say to the president, now having had a firsthand chance to talk to most of the key players.
And listen to most of the key players. It appears that both Yasser Arafat and Ariel Sharon have a great deal of respect for Colin Powell. And what is it about him? Is he a good listener? Will he take back what he has heard to the president?
I think probably so. It's hard to feel, you know, have negative thoughts about Colin Powell. He seems like a real gentleman, and he seems to be even-handed and decent. I think American policy is going to need more than that, and what we don't know about him is whether, after having listened and taken everybody's stories back with him, he can also formulate a strategy. It's not clear that he is as good as a strategist as his title of general would make you think.
You had talked about the differences, perhaps, between the White House and Colin Powell. After all, he did make a point of calling the president when arrangements were being made for a meeting with Yasser Arafat. And the White House itself said, you know, there's no daylight, not a sliver, not a crack between Powell and the administration.
Well, that's, of course, what you have to say, particularly after the press has picked up that there may be a little bit of tentativeness on the American side. We don't really know exactly how the secretary felt, but I think the perception that the president was giving him a fair amount of latitude, which also meant that the president was keeping a little bit of distance, did have an impact. Certainly, Sharon doesn't seem to have taken very seriously the president's statement that the military operations had to stop right away. They didn't stop right away, and he paid no price for it whatsoever.
So, very briefly, is he really coming home empty-handed, or he's very unrevealing?
I don't think it's empty-handed. He knows a lot more than when he set out, and that's useful for a Secretary of State, but he's going to have to do a lot more than make one trip to the Middle East if he wants to make a dent in this very complicated problem.
Mr. Quant, thank you.
You're welcome.
William Quant, a former member of the National Security Council, now a professor at the University of Virginia.